Report: Rob Schneider booed at Canadian hospital charity event for transgender and vaccine jokes. By Warner Todd Houston on June 10, 2024. Comedian Rob Schneider was booed by a crowd of left-wing Canadian medical care providers after they became angry over his anti-vax and anti-transgender jokes during his set on stage at a charity event, according to reports. The Hospitals of Regina Foundation in Saskatchewan, Canada, apologized to the attendees of the event for hiring Schneider, who is well known as a critic of transgenderism and the ineffective and often harmful response to the coronavirus pandemic. It was reported that during his set he was roundly booed for his jokes skewering transgenderism and the COVID-19 vaccine by the crowd of hospital supporters in the increasingly left-wing country, according to the Regina Leader Post. One person who claimed to have been in the audience at the event told the CBC that everyone in the room was groaning and it was apparent how uncomfortable everyone felt. Everyone in the room was groaning, saying, "What is going on?" like whispering to themselves. Not a single laugh at times, Tynan Allen told CBC. It was just very apparent how uncomfortable everyone felt and how unacceptable the things he was talking about were. While we recognize that in a free and democratic society individuals are entitled to their views and opinions and that comedy is intended to be edgy, the content, positions and opinions expressed during Mr. Schneider's set do not align with the values of our foundation and team, the Hospitals of Regina Foundation said in its apology statement. We do not condone, accept, endorse or share Mr. Schneider's positions as expressed during his comedy set and acknowledge that in this instance the performance did not meet the expectations of our audience and our team, the group added. The group also claimed that it asked Schneider to end his performance earlier than intended, to which he agreed and immediately left the stage. Canada has increasingly moved to mass censorship of center-right opinions, and the atmosphere of government-imposed censorship on conservative thought is growing. Currently, a bill is being debated in the Canadian Parliament that would impose strict criminal penalties on speech, The Atlantic reported this week. In March, Forbes noted that the assault on free speech in Canada is so bad, it would make Orwell blush. With Steve Forbes proclaiming that the oppression in Canada is dangerous and you don't have to say it to be arrested, just the suspicion that you might. Already several authors including philosopher Jordan Peterson and Mark Stein have both been put on trial for daring to be conservative in Canada. In hindsight, Schneider, an American citizen, might be lucky he wasn't arrested for opposing the left-wing medical narrative of forcing transgenderism on small children and doubting the efficacy of the coronavirus vaccine. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.